Well, the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they serve as not only the pattern, but the perfect model for marriage and family. And we know today the family is under attack more than ever. And that's why now is the time to be consecrated to the Holy Family. Joining us today is author Scott Smith Jr. He, along with Father Donald Calloway, have now written 33 Days to the Holy Family, Consecration to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Scott is joining us today to tell us more about why this consecration is more important now than ever. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you too. First, for our listeners, introduce ourselves, because this is not the first time you and Father Calloway have teamed up to do a consecration book.
Yeah, that's right. This our we did one, the Consecration of St. Joseph for Children and Families. That the idea for that was his consecration of St. Joseph was awesome, and we were doing it around the dinner table, my wife and I and the kids. We've got six kids so far. And it was not going well, trying to translate it on the fly. You know, food was flying, this and that. So my wife was like, why don't you see if you can do a children's version of this? And I happened to know Father Calloway, and I called him up, and he was like, that is the number one thing people have been asking for. It seems like that's what the Holy Spirit wants, is a child and family version of Consecration of St. Joseph. So it just so happened, the next thing we did together, this 33 Days of Holy Family, I felt a calling, because I had already done a retranslation of St. Louis de Montfort's Consecration, Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. And those two combining with Consecration of St. Joseph, I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted us to go here next. And, you know, I call up Father Calloway again, and he's like, I'm feeling the exact same thing. I think that's where the Holy Spirit wants us to go. So here we are.
Well, it does seem to be like another match made in heaven to bring you two together to make this incredible one. As I said, the family recognizes today's society. I mean, we are attacked from all sides. And the closer a family gets to holiness, it seems like the greater the attack is. So this is perfect for every family to be able to consecrate to the Holy Family. But for our listeners who are maybe listening going, I don't exactly understand what that means, to consecrate a family to the Holy Family. So just for our listeners, give us a broad understanding of what it means to consecrate yourself or to your family to this idea.
Sure. So and this can be done by individuals, it can be done by couples, it can be done by families. Fundamentally, theologically, the idea is that there was this righteous branch that was going to spring up from the stump of Jesse. And come to find out, the fulfillment of that prophecy is at Nazareth, because Nazareth means place of the branch in Hebrew. And so we have this new family tree that springs forth from the stump of Jesse. So that's the line of David. That's King Joseph. You know, it's Joseph, the hidden king. Mary. It's a new royal family tree. And we consecrate ourselves this family tree. That's how God intended to. He had an original family, Adam and Eve. Things didn't go so well. He had an original couple of trees. And so that's part of the plan. That is the plan of salvation. He'd give us a new family tree that we can graft our families onto. And so we do that through baptism. We re-enter, we're allowed to re-enter that family covenant of God that we originally were part of with Adam and Eve, and that now through Christ, through baptism, we're able to become part of that family tree again. And that there's so many, this sparks so many different branches, pun intended, of spirituality, because we can enter into that humble home of Nazareth, and we can live in adoration like Mary and Joseph did. It helps us think about baptism completely different, because maybe not completely different, but I think in a greater way, that when we become baptized, we become brothers and sisters of Christ. which means Mary becomes our mother and Joseph becomes our father. So, you know, at Christmas, we just had Christmas, or look at Our Lady of Guadalupe and her swollen belly. You can think of Mary not just being pregnant with Christ, but being pregnant with you, with me, with all of us. She is very much our family, and we are born again in her womb. So just so much, it's so, the riches of this are unending.
Oh, absolutely. If you are just tuning in, Scott Smith is joining us today. He partnered with Father Donald Calloway to bring to us today 33 Days to the Holy Family, a consecration to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, a new book out by Marian Press. Well, Scott, let me ask you this, because when we look at the Holy Family, Mary, her Immaculate Conception, born without sin, giving birth to God, Jesus Christ, Joseph, a man of virtue to take care of all of them. I look at my own family. And now, not to say that we are terrible people, but we are far less than perfect in ways that the Holy Family was. So it does seem like the Holy Family might be a model that really is unattainable for the average family. And yet, in the book, you're asking all of us to strive to that. Kind of explain to us why a perfect family is the perfect model.
Yeah. And yeah, we may always fall short, you know, of
sure.
the amazingness of Mary and Joseph, but they make the heavenly Trinity, as the earthly Trinity, they make them visible on earth, and the love of the Trinity. And they don't say, you know, here's a model, here's a blueprint, go see what you can do. They invite us into their home. And we can, and so, and that's what's going on here. We're protected by the cloak of Joseph, the mantle of Mary, all beneath that roof of Nazareth. And we can just sit and be. That can be our inner room. You know, one of the quiet little rooms of the house of Nazareth, that can be our inner room when we go to pray. And God willing, we can get to the point in prayer that we never leave that little room, that we can always be in that home of Nazareth, you know, with Christ at any age, but maybe him as a child playing with toys there at Mary and Joseph's feet, with Mary doing her chores, we can do our chores. When Joseph's doing his work, we can do our work. And we just stay there and become physically, spiritually part of that family.
Oh, almost like a mountaintop experience, that it would just be so beautiful. We never want to leave. But we do live in the world, and we do need to protect ourselves, and especially our family and our children. And so this is a perfect consecration and way to be able to do that. The name of the book, 33 Days to the Holy Family. Scott, this has been a wonderful conversation. I really want to dive into this book and know more about what is in it, who should be doing this, and what really your hope is for the families that participate in this consecration. I'm already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
It would be an honor.
And I am continuing now my discussion with author Scott Smith Jr. He has written a book along with Father Donald Calloway. It is 33 Days to the Holy Family, Consecration to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It is a consecration for every family. And now is the time for every family to participate. Scott is joining us today to tell us more about it. Scott, thank you so much for staying with us today.
For sure.
Well, in our first half hour, we talked about this beautiful invitation. You said that our Holy Family is inviting us into with them to be models of Christ's love on earth. So we are talking about this great book for families. So as we dive into this book, my first question is, who is this consecration for? Many people might be familiar with doing these individual consecration to Saint Joseph. Maybe very early on, people knew 33 Days to Morning Glory and consecration to Mary. So is this something that a husband and wife should do for their family? Or as you said, you did the consecration to Saint Joseph together as a family. So breaking open these pages, who should be picking up this book and participating in the consecration?
I think it's beautiful for individuals to do this consecration of the Holy Family, to be brought into that house of Nazareth as an individual. But I think it's also could be a really beautiful source of couples prayer, which is so important. My wife sent me this morning a reading from Saint Teresa of Avila, and it was just a husband and wife praying. She had this vision of this husband and wife praying, just the Our Father together. And there was this golden, like, rope that came down from God and bound them together and then kind of drew them closer to Him in heaven. And so, this is just, I think, a beautiful series of prayers, reflections, insights into, that help you see scripture anew when you see it through the eyes of the Holy Family. That can be done as can be beautiful for couples too. And you can always, if the reflections are too hard for the kids to grasp, the little ones, you can always say the litany to the Holy Family together as a family.
All right. And then as consecrations goes, you work through these 33 days. And then what is the goal that these 33 days will do to help fortify a family?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have these two currents, these like two historical trends, or just but more than a trend, it's like seismic. The upwelling of devotion to the Blessed Mother through Marian consecrations, it kind of arose out of the French Revolution and all the atheism of the French Revolution, then became popular in the last couple, increasingly and increasingly popular in the last couple hundred years. And now, with Father Calloway seemingly out of nowhere, we have this this fully fledged devotion to Saint Joseph. So these two consecrations are brought together as one consecration. We're asking for both the woman of the Magnificat, the Blessed Mother, asking for her to magnify our virtues, asking Joseph, whose name means increase, to increase our virtues. We're asking for the protection, to be protected under that cloak of Saint Joseph that was able to hide the Holy Family from the eyes of Satan, to basically make them invisible from Satan. And at the same time, to be hid and wrapped by Mary's mantle, both under one humble roof, the roof of Nazareth, that's just humble enough, the only roof humble enough that it can embrace the entire world.
That's absolutely beautiful. Now, that is some of what you will have access to in Scott's new book, 33 Days to the Holy Family, Consecration to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So moving forward then, for families who choose to pick this up, or a husband and wife, or individuals who choose to take up this consecration, it's not a one and done kind of a thing. So people who decide to do the consecration, and let's say after 33 days, they have grown, they understand. What is the ongoing work that a family must participate in order to really, we'll say, reap all of the benefits that a consecration like this will have for them?
I think one of the beautiful ways, like, we really want, moving on from the consecration, once we're consecrated, we want to bring Nazareth into a world and bring our world into Nazareth. So think, and through reflection like this, when we do the Corporal Works of Mercy, for example, when the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph would have changed Jesus's diaper, fed him at Mary feeding him at her breast, tending to him when he was sick, walking with him at night. Right? Jesus says, "When did you see me hungry? When did you see me thirsty? When did you see me naked?" Right? All these things, the Holy Family, all these corporal works of mercy, the Holy Family did to the child Jesus. And he says, "You did them to me, or you did not do them to me." So this is a way to, when we do these good works, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving drink to the thirsty, It's a way to give them directly, do them directly for Christ in the home of Nazareth. So it's a spirituality that you take forward with you. One of the blessings from this book, we dug into the tradition of the Feast of the Holy Family. And we've been asking, and please, everybody that's listening, join us in asking Pope Leo for a year of the Holy Family, because it was his predecessor in name, Pope Leo XIII, that gave us the Feast of the Holy Family. And one of the main reasons that feast was declared was this San Jose Manignet. He was a Spanish saint. And one of the blessings of this book was we translate a lot of his works. He was called the Apostle of the Holy Family. He's the reason that the feast was declared, but he's also the reason the Sagrada Familia was built. He wanted to build a temple to the Holy Family. So that amazing piece of architecture in Barcelona traces back to him. And he's relatively unknown in the United States because he's untranslated. So there's just so much richness to plumb in all of this.
And then finally, Scott, families, maybe somebody listening, because they're driving in the car right now, they've got to get to work, they've got a busy day ahead, and then there's the after-school programs that, you know, kids are going in every so direction. A family might go, that sounds great, but I don't have another, you know, half hour in my day. Just kind of let people know what each day looks like, because this, not only is it easy to get into your family schedule, it really is imperative today.
Yeah, it's like maybe 3 pages, you know, a day of reading. We made it purposefully accessible. And it's just some good nuggets. You know, each of those 3 or 4 pages is broken down and like into 4 nuggets. So you can take your time with it. You know, if doing one per day is too tough, stretch it out. Do it as a whole year thing. Just one little nugget per day to chew on to bring your family closer to Christ through the Holy Family. Yeah.
I think that's perfect. Yeah. There's no rules here or laws that say you've got to do this in the next 33 days or else it doesn't count. I think that is absolutely perfect. Scott, for our listeners, where can they get a copy of 33 Days to the Holy Family?
Well, great opportunity to support your local Catholic bookstore. Also, shopmercy.org. Yeah, so that's the publisher's website. That's Father Calloway's order. Great to support them and all their good works as well.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you so much for your devotion to this consecration, for creating this book along with Father Calloway, and for your time today.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you.
And again, that is Scott Smith Jr. The book is 33 Days to the Holy Family, Consecration to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, out by Marian Press. Now, if you'd like to purchase a copy for yourself, I will be sure to add a link that'll get you right to Marian Press. You can purchase a copy for yourself, and you can find that link on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.